Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Crows and Cards, a novel written with diligence by Mr. Joseph Helgerson, performed by McLeod Andrews. Also included at the end of this recording is Dictionarium Americanicum, being the words herein most arcane and alien and their definitions.
Chapter 1. When I turned 12, my pa guessed it was time I learned a trade. Not wanting to disappoint, I told a stretcher and said I was all for it. That's when the bargaining started. "How about apprenticing with a cooper?" he suggested. The thought of making wood barrels all the rest of my born days left me kind of squirmy. True, there's nothing so handsome as a well-made butter churn or molasses barrel or milk bucket, but I hated slivers. Having Ma take a needle to one stuck in the meaty part of my hand made me carry on worse than a colicky baby. And since coopers are forever working in wood, well... So after pretending to build up some steam, thinking about it, I shook my head no, all regretful like, "Wouldn't seem to be much of a future in it," I reckoned. Telling Pa I was scared to death of slivers would never have worked, but bringing up the future nearly always brought me some breathing room. "All right," Pa allowed, still sounding fresh about our talk. "How about blacksmithing?" "Wouldn't you think I'm kind of scrawny for it?" "It'd put some meat on your bones," he pointed out. On goes my thinking hat again as I ground away, real serious-like, on the prospects of being a blacksmith. Of course, I already knew that blacksmithing wouldn't do either. Aside from my being a runt, which would make it hard to handle the bellows and pound the horseshoes and such, I'm awful jittery about getting burnt. And what blacksmith can do his job without a ripping hot fire? "Wouldn't there be some dark days ahead for blacksmiths?" I asked. "Well, with the coming of railroads and all."